Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The suspect in a Tuesday night shooting was waiting with his hands up in the air when deputies arrived at the crime scene. Brandon Alexander Galloway, age 31, allegedly shot Devin Antone at a home in the 12,000 block of Old Lake Road around 10 p.m. Antone sustained multiple gunshot wounds to the legs. He was transported to New Hanover Regional, according to the Sheriff's Office. Galloway was held under $250,000 secured bond. Dusty Jonathan Prince was trying to flee the devil when he allegedly broke into and vandalized New Life Baptist Church near Tabor City early Wednesday. Prince was found unclothed in the church around 8:30 a.m. He told deputies that he was fleeing Satan. Prince is being held under a $20,000 secured bond, charged with property damage and breaking into a house of worship. The governor is offering a $25,000 reward in the killing of a Brunswick County man. Brian Godwin, age 31, is wanted for the 2024 killing of Joaquin Bethea Jr., age 33. Bethea's body was found in an abandoned home on Ridge Road in Supply with multiple bullet wounds. If you have information about the killing, call 910-713-6071. For right now, the governor is going to continue to control the State Board of Elections. Democrat Governor Josh Stein sued the legislature and the state over a law passed in December. He gave most of the power over the State Elections Board to the state auditor. A three-judge panel split 2-1 Tuesday in a ruling that said the law was unconstitutional. One of the Republican judges on the panel voted against the ruling. The case will likely be appealed to a federal court. Republicans argue that the law was passed constitutionally. It was just passed over the veto of former Democrat Governor Roy Cooper. If you see people catching alligators at Lake Waccamaw for the next few days, don't worry. It's not part of Gator Fest. It's not gator season. But its state wildlife biologists are taking samples for a variety of studies. They're also being assisted by law enforcement officers from different towns who are learning how to wrangle the big saurians in order to protect the public in their communities. The wall that heals a three-quarter scale replica of the Vietnam Memorial opened yesterday at the Veterans Memorial Park. The wall will be at the Veterans Park through Sunday. It's open 24 hours a day. Events for the visit include an Agent Orange awareness ceremony tonight at 7:30 and a closing ceremony Sunday at 1:45 p.m. There was a special welcome home ceremony last night. This is going to be one busy weekend in Columbus County, people. You need to line up and get ready because there's a lot to do. Saturday is Gator Fest at Lake Waccamaw. There'll be vendors, live music, fun for the kids, and plus more going on. It's all going to be at Elizabeth Frankley Park. The event starts at 9 a.m. Of course, we'll be bringing you coverage from over there. We'll also be bringing you coverage from the Gerganus Farm Store, where they're having the annual Spring Fling and Flock Swap. You can bring your spare birds, goats, and hogs. You can buy, sell, and trade. You'll find specialty vendors, food trucks, a dessert truck, free hot dogs, and a free bouncy house. Vendors from the Columbus County Farmers Market are going to be out there as well, so there'll be something for everyone. Barbecue on the Bluff starts tonight. The main event, of course, is Saturday. There'll be music, entertainment, and barbecue plate sale, and competition between some of the finest barbecue cooks in the state. There's also the inaugural Oink a Walk along the Riverwalk tomorrow morning, but you need to go ahead and sign up right now. Go to fairbluff.com for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.